Hi everyone, are you ready to go on the most amazing adventure of all time? Yep, I was selected as one of the distinguished guests to fly and land aboard the USS Nimitz, a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. What an experience.
Well, we just arrived at the military base. These are all the planes that are going to be flying out to the carrier today. And it's a gorgeous day. I don't know how we got this lucky to have this crazy day. Things are looking up. It's going to be the most amazing trip.
Yes, a picture-perfect day to see and experience something that few people will ever experience. So the first thing we did before we flew out to the aircraft carrier was we got a briefing by Steve, our host, who did an incredible job of giving us the background and history of the US Navy and aviation and why the Navy does what they do and how important it is that they do what they do. It was an incredibly informative time and unbelievable that this ship actually has the brand new F-35 stealth fighters on it. And one plane was loading up, and then it was our turn to load up. And we walked out to the plane. This is called a Greyhound. This is the primary plane in which they get people aboard an aircraft carrier when they're not leaving from the shore. And the plane and the door are shut. And before long, an hour and a half later, we landed on the aircraft carrier, and that is our plane. Just incredible, caught by the cable system. And we got out, and the doors opened, and I saw something I could not believe. It was just beyond. It was epic to be on board an aircraft carrier that was over 1,000 feet long, nuclear powered, with all the latest weapons and aircraft that the world has ever seen. It was just incredible. Now, this ship has 3,500 people on the ship, and then the air crew alone adds another 1,500. So approximately 5,000 people total on the USS Nimitz. And what they were doing when we were there is running air trials. So the pilots need to qualify to land on the ship. And the captain greeted us, and he was just incredible. And he gave us an overview of the ship, because the ship is very historically important. It's the Nimitz. Admiral Nimitz was a very important figure, and a lot of big things happened on this ship. And it's been in commission for many, many years. And it's just an awesome platform for the U.S. Navy to operate from. Now, perhaps the most difficult thing to get your head around is we had total access. We were up on the flight deck watching F-35s land right in front of us and be catapulted off. It was just almost hard to even comprehend what we got to see and how much we got to see. Everywhere we turned around, we saw something else more incredible, including this historical ship, the Nimitz, from Admiral Nimitz, who was so famous and head of the Navy in the Pacific Theater during World War II. And just a lot of interesting historical facts and autographs and pictures and memorabilia was on the ship, including this is Nimitz's office right here that we got to go inside of. And it was a working office used by the captain to this day. And we got to go through the mess hall. And we literally crisscrossed this ship from one end to the other, up and down ladders. They told us when we originally went there that we would probably only go up maybe 10 flights of steps. I think we were going up and down 10 flights of steps every couple hours for the entire 24 hours that we were on the ship. Every time I turned around, we were either climbing somewhere or going some new location that was more breathtaking than the last, including all the elevators on the ship, complete access to that. They had a demo jet behind us. Then they had this digital display of where all the planes were, what planes were actually on the elevator, and they had everything cordoned off in different areas for different planes. We went also to the jail. We went up to the captain's seat. We got to sit in the captain's seat, and we were basically taken from one area to the other and then briefed by the crew members on what their jobs and responsibilities were, including having a dinner with the captain in the officer's lounge. It was just incredible. This is the chaplain here. The entire time I was there, I was thinking of the incredible sacrifice that these people put in to be away from their family. It's not easy living on an aircraft carrier. There's really no privacy. It's very tight quarters. You're working hard all the time. There's a lot going on. There's plenty of dangerous things everywhere you turn. And they seem to do it with total perseverance and dedication without any qualms at all. It's just part of being in the Navy and part of being on an aircraft carrier. And we saw a few other cool areas of the ship. This particular area, they had the actual shoulder pads of Admiral Nimitz. And they were just sitting out there. You could have touched them. We didn't touch them, but these are really very historical elements of years past and his hat and the alcohol that he liked. And then we went over to the jet engine test area where they take the jet engines, they roll them out in the fan tail of the ship, and then they start them up and they let them rip. And I've heard some people say sometimes it makes the ship go a little faster, but I think that's just, they're just kidding around there. But then we went inside and this particular plane had landed, it had a gear warning light, so they had to jack it up and test everything out. It's just really incredible being this close to everything. And when we were over in the mechanics area where they work on the jet engine ships, I asked them to see the toolboxes, and everything's very well organized. They have a great system to make sure they don't lose anything. These are the F-35 pilots right here working out on the rowing machines. Really nice guys. Then we went down into the cable catch system. These are the hydraulic systems, that the cable that they actually catch. And very interesting, this cable is just off the ground, just about a foot. And this is a leaf spring from a car, basically, that holds it up, that they catch it. And then we went into the fire department. We just went from one place to another. And I got to go to the wood shop. I asked, it wasn't part of the tour. And they took me into the wood shop. That was very cool. And then night ops, which was just mind-boggling. So, you know, I'm thinking, how hard could it be to land on this aircraft carrier? Maybe impossible. You can barely see it. It's so dark when the planes come in. I don't know how they do it. They obviously have a guidance system. But this is a very small postage stamp, if you will, that they have to land on. They did touch and goes, and they were caught by the cable system. Just really incredible. This particular plane was caught on that one. And then we had another great dinner with the captain, and then a farewell from the captain. And we got back on the plane, and we were catapulted off. And just before we took off, you know, all the air conditioning system came on. And before long, we landed back at North Island. And it was just hard to even imagine. The catapult was even more incredible than anything else, because when they bolted you off that ship, you just basically went straight up. But these planes, these Greyhounds, have been in service for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, and they're still using them, and they work great. And we went inside one of the hangars on the way out, and it was just like, wow, look how beautiful this hangar is. This is a part of Americana, stepping back in time, of the U.S. Navy and the aviation wing of the U.S. Navy. Just incredible. Then Steve handed out certificates that we had made a successful landing and catapult off of an aircraft carrier. Just an unbelievable trip. I'll never forget it, and I'm still pinching myself, asking myself why in the world I got to do something this incredible. So hopefully you enjoyed this. Another great adventure. Life is wonderful, isn't it?